Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Matt Rolnick, the VP of Sales for YayMaker. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me here, Mark.
Thanks for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Myself and my work experience. Well, I've always considered myself very entrepreneurial, always been in sales and marketing. I started with my out of college, started my own marketing publishing company, have always gravitated towards either advertising or marketing or kind of engaging consumer experiences. And then I've worked with companies like the Tribune, IAC, which had owned City Search, Groupon. Now I'm at YayMaker, but I've always been in either business development, leadership, or now, as I said, I'm at the VP of sales of a company called YayMaker.
Wow. And then I have to ask you, since you mentioned Groupon, was that in the Chicago area or in Palo Alto?
I was a headquarters in Chicago. I actually met Andrew Mason. We first started with 7 employees, joined quickly after and watched it grow to 12,000 employees. It was a rocket ship.
Wow. I actually thought Groupon was headquartered in Palo Alto. It's actually headquartered in Chicago.
Yeah. That's where it started. The first market, everything was Chicago.
Wow.
Right, north. Yep.
I did not know that, because I know they have a big building in Palo Alto. So what has been your experience with remote employment, both as an employee and an employer?
Well, for the most part of my career, very little. I've been always going to an office. I did a lot of meeting clients, employees face-to-face, managing employees. As a manager before the pandemic, I did have some remote employees. So most of my teams that I manage were in an office, but there are always a few employees that worked outside. And I actually found it a little challenging because I'd always organize trainings, meetings set up for the employees that were in the office and always made sure to make that there was the remote employees had access to things, and we tried to just make sure, but sometimes it wasn't always as buttoned up. So that's been my experience. Now, as of April, everything obviously has been remote, and just all our trainings, all our interactions, all of our client interactions, obviously we had to really move quickly in being more experts and working remotely.
Yeah. So what has been your takeaway since now you're all remote as opposed to the old way? I mean, is it pro, con, or a little mixed?
I definitely say a mix. I mean, I think one of the biggest takeaways is I do think that individuals, teams, and companies can actually be much more productive working remotely. So there's a lot of advantages, obviously, with that. A lot of time, I mean, I used to commute 1 hour and 15 minutes each way. You know, before I was at YayMaker and before this working remote. So I have a lot more time to be a lot more productive. There are takeaways. I do think you can build culture and you can build connection and community through virtual. It's not the same, but I think, the world's changed. And I think moving forward, it will be. But anyway, I'd say my biggest takeaway is people are resilient. Organizations are resilient and you pivot and accordingly. So I think there's pros and cons, but I think a lot of people and companies will actually experience several benefits connecting with people they may not have because of now working virtually.
And I know YayMaker, your product, actually connects people virtually. So why don't you explain your product and who your target audience is?
Great. So I will share, we actually have, I'd say, 2 different parts of our business. We have ones that reach out just to consumers or to our customers, and we have another that work out to companies or organizations. So we started, YayMaker originally was Paint Night. We were the original Paint Night, where basically we had an artist in a bar in Boston, taught people how to paint, people drank, they had a good time. And the co-founder, Dan Herman, who I work with, he grew it to 60 plus million in revenues, has done over 300,000 events in over 1,500 cities in North America. So it was a really strong business. But once the pandemic hit, it completely disrupted us because basically our revenues went to zero because all of our events were in venue. They were all at restaurants or bars or other venues. So we had to make a huge pivot. Now we decided to offer virtual experiences, and as of YayMaker, how we branded ourselves, we have over 100 virtual experiences. So we do not just paint nights, but we do candle making, we do ukulele making, we do trivia nights, we can work with celebrities, we do chocolate tasting, mixology classes. I mean, we just have a whole host of different events, and what we pride ourselves is making sure experiences are engaging, fun, memorable, and having really dynamic hosts that can really bring people together.
Wow, that's really interesting. So you actually just started 9 months ago, correct?
We basically kind of reinvented our company basically 9 months ago. We have 2.6 million active subscribers, predominantly women, I'd say 30 to 50, who know us from our paint nights and love that. So that's one part of the business. But where we've seen tremendous growth is working with companies like Google or Netflix or Capital One or much smaller companies that want to either do a big team building event for their whole company, smaller events for individual teams, or client entertaining events. Because it used to be companies could entertain clients, take them to dinner, take them to shows. Now they can't. So now we offer virtual experiences.
Well, that's really interesting. And I mean, I'm assuming eventually we'll come out of the stay in place orders that we're currently under. Do you foresee that you're going to have, will you bring paint night back and we have run two companies?
Well, in two different parts, but we do think they're very synergistic working together. So the idea would be, we think there'll be bent up demand. People will want to go out. So people can, once things get more back to normal or healthier, people feel better going out in public. We believe that people want to go to restaurants and bars and do paint nights. So we think that's going to, and not just paint nights, but again, make ukuleles, candle making, trivia, all those things people are going to want to do. But we think companies, the landscape has changed. I think more and more companies are going to let people work remote. So we may see a future where maybe 2 days a week people come into the office, but 3 days a week or four, they work from home. And there's going to be people on different teams that work all over the country, maybe even all over the world. And they'll still need to be virtual experiences that are better than your typical Zoom happy hour, that something to engage. So we think there's always going to be a need to increase employee engagement to help improve employee culture. Mm-hmm. And how do you bring your employees together? So we think whether or not events will be in venue, whether or not they'll be virtually or potentially even a hybrid, we'll be able to serve all those needs. As long as we have great hosts and great events and we can execute, that's what we're focused on.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, actually, my gut feeling is it will be the hybrid model will be the dominant model. It'll be like, hey, everyone that wants to come down to this place, let's have a good time. And if you can't, join us virtually, right?
Yep. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's trivia, karaoke, anything. I mean, people can do it from their home or all meet together. So I do think we'll start seeing some more and more hybrid type of activities.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing we've learned from the pandemic is we can do things virtually now. You know,
absolutely.
I think people were afraid at first. And I think now, and I think the thing you said earlier, which I think you're absolutely correct, is once the stay in place is lifted, I think there's going to be a lot of invention stuff going on because I think people really do want to get out.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, for me, it's interesting. There are high school friends or college friends or people that I, because of being remote, now we're doing Zooms or virtual calls or things like that. And, you know, my wife started doing a musical bingo with her old college roommates. And they live all over the country. So, but I agree. I think people will continue. We have learned that we can do things virtually and we miss seeing people face to face.
Well, we've basically talked about the future of remote entertainment, for lack of a better term. What do you think is the future of remote employment? And it sounds like you will actually have a part in that, correct?
Yeah, well, I think that the future of remote employment, where I think we'll start looking at all companies, geography won't be as important. I think there's some companies that really like the idea of having a team that all in the same city and they can all get together. And I think that will still be a part of things. But I think for the most part, whether you're looking for engineers, salespeople, accountants, I mean, again, people in theory can work, graphic design can work virtually. So it doesn't matter where they live in the country or the world. So I think companies are going to start being much more flexible in who they hire. In many ways, have a much wider pool of who they want to hire too.
Yeah, and I think that trend had already started before COVID. I think it was on an upward trend, and I think COVID just did this to it.
Amplified it dramatically. But I think that's a trend that I think is going to stay.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. And we at Gaper obviously believe that we offer remote software services. We strongly believe in that, that's the way it's going to go. Well, Matt, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been really interesting talking to you. I think you got a great product. And I have a feeling you're going to have an even better product when everything settles down. And who knows, you might take over Zoom someday. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Well, again, Zoom's a platform. We provide the content. So we try to partner with companies like Zoom or things like that. So there's a lot of other platforms like Remo or Hopin or other companies that have platforms that we can utilize our services or events at. So, but our goal is to continue to innovate and make experiences better again, whether it's sending them some food and beverage, whether it's adding a celebrity, whether it's just, you know, finding ways of making it more creative, more innovative is one of our goals as well.
Great. Well, that's great. So I wish you the best of luck. And I know it's getting late there in the Chicago area. So have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks.